read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, the President of the Republic has set the tone for a year filled with collaboration, growth and success as he opened the season for New Year wishes in the country. And 6 wins and 21 goals have been recorded in the 6 matches of the Guinness Women's Super League. Good afternoon. The season for New Year wishes in Cameroon is now open. The annual ritual started with a very popular ceremony at the Unity Palace that was an opportunity to witness the esteem and credibility that President Paul Biya enjoys, both nationally and internationally, a model of the kind of inclusive society that the head of state wants to pass on to posterity. Ashu Nienti.
The New Year wishes ceremony to the President of the Republic is typically a Republican and diplomatic ritual. While it may vary slightly from country to country, it generally follows a well-established protocol. However, some Cameroonians have a knack for always being on the side of polemics. Little wonder the country is often affectionately referred to as a continent. Some evil geniuses have managed to create a distorted image of their country, portraying it as a failed state on the brink of collapse and a ship without a captain. But those who attended the New Year wishes ceremony at the Unity Palace witnessed a different reality of Cameroon, a laying bare and shaming all the negative and unsavory propaganda against Cameroon and its leaders. In the Unity Palace, wearing his finest robes and jammed to capacity on this occasion with a constellation of the who is who in the diplomatic and national landscape of Cameroon, a salad bowl of national unity was not only served, but lived within each perimeter. The sons and daughters of this great country draped in their Christmas and festive apparel, demonstrating the rich and insubmissible cultural diversity of Cameroon, met without a prior plan, embraced each other without being friends, and dialogue even when they had not always agreed in a convivial and fraternal intercourse. We saw a President Paul Biya who resonated steadiness, calm and collected when he spoke to diplomats. The diplomats, through their dean, exalted Cameroon's unique position on the continental and international stage and Paul Biya's assurances and wisdom that has often created a consensus in difficult situations. Ambassadors, high commissioners, chargé d'affaires and heads of international organizations, through their primus inter pares, were short of words to explain how Paul Biya matters among his peers. Paul Biya on this 10th of January at the Unity Palace was a man proud of his senior age, yet still vivacious and able to overcome the exertion of stress to commune freely with his compatriots. He looked determined to serve the country, dishing instructions and giving directives at every given opportunity. In short, it was a Paul Biya who demonstrated that he is on top of his act, meeting everyone, having a word for all, including those who do not share his political vision, as well as those who cannot stand his gods. Paul Biya was not talking democracy, he was playing the accomplished Democrat. All of this unfolded in a context of Republican elegance, rising above petty considerations and innuendos. The ceremony was a testament to the kind of Cameroon that President Biya has been working to build, a country that values tolerance, diversity and national interest. Despite being aware of the differing opinions among Cameroonians, the president remained above the fray, making national interest to override parochial, tribal, and regional considerations. Paul Biya demonstrated that he is aware of the views of Cameroonians on a number of issues, but is still above sterile polemics and beer parlor banter. The master of time portrayed his zeal to complete his mandate, but was also conscious that Cameroonians are watching and observing every action of his. Yet, he will not move in the crowd, waiting for the right moment. That is the act of governance by silence.
Chief Unity Palace Correspondent Ashu Nienti. It is 48 hours since the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, received New Year wishes from members of the diplomatic corps and state dignitaries in a colorful and very solemn ceremony at the Unity Palace last Friday, January 10. A traditional ceremony that recorded an added value with an impressive attendance and renewed engagement and commitments taken. Unity Palace correspondent Aminken Edward now is keen on how the ceremony unfolded and registered some lessons.
The takeaways from the 2025 New Year wishes to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, by members of the diplomatic corps and state dignitaries from the perspective of an authentic eyewitness could be summarized in 3 main points. Number one, mobilization. I mean the effective presence of all those who call the shots on the international and local scene. Number two, President Paul Biya demands with a resounding diplomatic success story and leadership qualities. And number three, the exceptional degree of confidence and trust bestowed on him by heads of diplomatic mission and senior state officials. Did I say mobilization? Yes. The massive presence of members of the diplomatic corps, international organizations and state dignitaries in response to the invitation of the head of state is pretty much revealing in the most explicit terms the importance of the event to the life of the nation, respect of state institutions, and the high esteem that the invitees have for President Paul Biya. Let's talk about his resounding diplomatic success story and leadership, to which the head of the diplomatic mission, through their spokesperson, paid glowing tribute and recognition, with particular reference to President Paul Biya's outstanding diplomatic outings in 2024, the election of Cameroonian-born Philemon Yang as president of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, and the CAF Excellence Award to President Paul Biya for the development of football in Cameroon and in Africa. With such a brilliant balance sheet in favor of President Paul Biya, confidence and trust was the last lesson the eyewitness took home with renewed engagement, commitment and partnership signed between the representatives of friendly countries and President Paul Biya to stop the wars, end the conflict, and to promote dialogue and conciliation in trouble-stricken areas around the globe. If the international community is looking up to President Paul Biya for the restoration of peace and security, then he must be and remain a major stakeholder on the international scene.
Unity Palace correspondent Amin Keng Edward, and yesterday over 1,000 women drawn from all walks of life converged on the Unity Palace to also present New Year wishes to the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. And for many, the ceremony has become a suitable environment for relaxation and communion without boundaries between the spouse of the President of the Republic and her sisters, drawn from among the high and low. In the following reports, Doris Batitato Ikwe says camaraderie and simplicity characterized yesterday's event.
The atmosphere at the east wing of the Unity Palace was cordial. The decor with gold, peach and pink exuded coziness and an accommodating flair. Mrs. Chantal Biya effortlessly smiled at her guests, laughing out loud, sometimes making them feel at home. For the women, it was quite friendly.
We have been enjoying, we have been drinking, we have been eating food. The food was very good, and we have also been dancing. Some musicians have been invited, and we have been dancing with them, so the party is really going on very well.
My name is Stanley Eno, and today is a beautiful day of this beautiful year. A big ceremony of New Year wishes to our First Lady. She incarnates, you know, the beautiful figure of what we can call Vivre Ensemble in Cameroon. And I'm very happy being here as a son of the soil, as a Cameroonian.
Handshakes and hugs were unrestrained as the First Lady of Cameroon reached out to all, sometimes granting a listening ear to some who defied protocol restrictions to lay a complaint or two, and that for several hours, on her feet without any reservations.
Honorable Cecilia Jonet Ebienjumbe from Kupemanunguba constituency. Honestly, I feel very delighted. And I want to say the First Lady is the number one woman of Cameroon because she is able to gather women from the north, the south, the east to the west, and all categories of women, from the minister to housewives, hairdressers, tailors, and whatever category of women, we have them here today. And all of us are dining and whining and dancing together, meaning that we are one and indivisible Cameroon.
Everyone who showed up went back with a gift from the head of state's spouse, who did not spare a moment of executing dance steps alongside her guests. The conviviality and joviality plus simplicity was quite remarkable and appreciated by other people.
Doris Batitato Ikwe, and this is CRTV News. Supporters of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, CPDM, Bambutu Center, one section in Buda, have reaffirmed their commitment to continue to throw their weight behind their national president, His Excellency Paul Biya. This was during their status trees meeting over the weekend. This weekend, to make an assessment of their activities and plan of action for future elections in the country, the head of the permanent delegation of the CPDM Central Committee for Bambutus, Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Jumesi, chaired the meeting. Kelvin Nembo tells us more.
Behind closed doors, CPDM supporters in Buda, together with political bigwigs led by the heads of this delegation of the Central Committee for the Bambutus, Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Jumesi, met an overall assessment of their activities in 2024, re-strategize and plan for the future. To keep the flames of victory alive, Minister Ngannou Jumesi urged the supporters to work as one man for the growth of the party, regularly attend meetings, and invited those who had not yet registered on voters' list to urgently do so. During the meeting, the CPDM supporters reaffirmed their unflinching support to their national president, His Excellency Paul Biya. They unanimously called upon him to seek re-election this year. A similar meeting is scheduled for January 18. Same venue, same objective. Prepare for future elections in time. Kelvin Embo, CRTV News. In Buda.
And in more news, Christians of the Yokaduma Diocese now have a new shepherd to watch over their spiritual well-being. His Lordship Justin Georges Ibenge was appointed yesterday, January 11, 2025. He takes over from His Lordship Paul Lonsi Kweni, who was appointed Bishop of Bafusam some 3 years ago. Tala LT reports.
Before his appointment last Saturday as Bishop of Yokaduma, His Lordship Justin Georges Ibenge was rector of the Our Lady of Hope Major Seminary of Betwa. Reverend Father Andre Apanga Maison is a lecturer in this seminary.
We thank God for this choice and we want to assure him of our prayers for his new mission.
Ordained priest of the Batugi Diocese in 1996 by His Grace Samuel Kledan, the 55-year-old who takes over the Diocese of Yokaduma as its third shepherd, says he will continue the works of his predecessors. My mission in Yokaduma will focus on three main aspects, namely good governance, sanctification, and education. I will develop all these sectors with the help of my collaborators. Born on the 18th of May 1970 in Douala, this origin of Evodula in the Leke division will have to watch over the spiritual lives of over 20,000 Roman Catholic Christians spread across some 31,000 square kilometers. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
The president of the Église Évangélique du Cameroun for the North and Far North regions has been installed in Garoua. This was during a special church service today attended by administrative authorities. The newly installed has been told to stick to the truth and guide the faithful as per the teachings of the Bible without bias or discrimination. Maimouna Njoya reports.
More than 800 faithful of the Église Évangélique du Cameroun turned out for the installation of the North and Far North President, 51-year-old Reverend Marcel Ndoubangodo, who has a long pastoral experience in more than 12 parishes of both regions. During the church service to install him at the Martin Luther Center Parish in Garoua, the president of Église Évangélique du Cameroun, Reverend Alexandre Bilambenga, exhorted the new president, who earlier served as interim, to lead Christians towards the path of righteousness and steadfastness. Emphasis was also laid on the fact that he has to serve as an example worth emulating and promote all that concurs with unity, harmony and truthfulness. The service was spiced by instances of prayers, meditation and offerings with the view to opening a new page for this year and others. Maimouna Njoya reporting for CRTV News.
And some elderly persons and orphans in Yaoundé have received foodstuffs and hygienic items from the Association for Capacity Building for Economic and Governance Empowerment of Youth and Women. The Secretary General of the group, Olivia Mibenu, says the gifts are intended to help boost the sense of well-being of the orphans and the elderly. Anne Umeko tells us more from CRTV Center.
The package that was made up of jugs of groundnut oil, bags of rice, dresses and soaps are among the many items distributed by the Association for Capacity Building for Economic and Governance Empowerment of Youth and Women, ACAJEF, to elderly persons living at the Viakam Betani Reception Center, Kolmiseng in Yaounde 5 Subdivision. Gifts are received with gratitude. Princess Ndongongale.
I feel very happy and I thank you God who doesn't forget us. Anytime we are, they bring our gifts because we live on these gifts. And we always ask God to help people who bring these gifts to us.
Their humanitarian gesture was extended to some little angels at the International Christian Orphanage BMRC and at the Centre d'Accueil au Vivre Orphanage at Emana, Celestine Kinye.
We are happy for what ACAJEF has brought for us. And auntie is going to help us for what we are going to eat. Maybe when we are going to school, we will take some to school. And may God bless you abundantly.
The Secretary General, Olivia Mebunu, said ACAJEF is in its first edition and will extend its good works to assist vulnerable in other regions. Created 5 years ago with headquarters in Nyomtu, the non-profitable association promised to do better in 2025. Anne Omeko reporting from CRTV Center.
On a sad note, the mortal remains of the Cameroonian movie director Vincent Doumbé Douala have been laid to rest in his native place in Bonadibong, Douala. Family members and friends turned out massively at his residence in Bonaberry to pay their last respects. Madam Kwele Bizasti was there and now reports.
Tears of pain, sadness and grief were visible on the faces of family members and friends of Vincent Doumbé Douala as they bid him farewell to the world beyond. They converged massively on his residence at Centre-Caisse in Bonaberry Douala 4 Subdivision, presenting testimonies and eulogies to the deceased. Jules Douala is his brother. He was my older brother and played a good role in the family. He suffered for close to a year. His departure hurts, but we think he can now rest well. Gone on the 9th of December 2024, the movie director was also known for his creativity and great achievements over the years. All acknowledged his hard work in the audiovisual landscape and positive impact on the youths. Caress Fotso is an artist. He showed us the way. He taught us about arts and culture. He was honest, encouraging us to do good, not to mix with bad people and work hard. Host of the cultural program Accord Majuscule on CRTV Television, he was also the brain behind the series Just for Fun, Cité Campus and Retrouvaille Bar in the year 2000s. He's also remembered for promoting unity and peaceful coexistence. Vincent Doumbé Douala, who died at the age of 72, has been finally laid to rest in his native land in Bonadibong Douala. Madame Kwele Bizasti, CRTV News, Douala.
And in more sad news, the mortal remains of the late Marie Alphonse Owona, animator and reporter at CRTV Center, have been laid to rest in her native Seng Long 2 in the Nyong and So division of the Center region. A burial ceremony this weekend was marked by tributes and farewell messages, especially from the Director General of the Cameroon Radio Television, who through the station manager of CRTV Center, Julien Vogo, saluted the commitment of the deceased to serve. Pelsa reports from CRTV Center.
At the age of 50, the reporter and radio animator Marie Alphonse Owona, who worked at the CRTV and championed the famous radio program Notre Histoire, journeys to eternity after a brief illness. Christopher Nkemenyi is a colleague of the deceased.
She had a very, very fine voice. She was a very good news presenter. I don't know whether we'll continue without her. She was so close. She was so friendly.
Her friends, family members and colleagues at the CRTV Center Regional Station, where she worked before her demise on November 30, 2024, with heavy hearts, convened in her native Seng Long De in Balmayo to bid her farewell and pray for the peaceful repose of her soul. The station manager
manager Julien Vogo expressed condolences to the bereaved family.
On behalf of the CRTV general manager, I would like to express our heartfelt condolences to the family of Marie Alphonse. She was a cheerful and joyful person who brought joy to those around her. She delivered numerous captivating radio and TV documentaries and excelled in animation.
Her immediate boss, Dr. Matute Mignoli, saluted her memory and 26 years of service spent on entertaining listeners and viewers of the CRTV. Mao, as she was fondly called, leaves behind her dad, siblings, son, and a host of friends to mourn her. Pearl Sa, CRTV News Center.
Now on sports, and like you heard in one of our top stories, 6 wins and a total of 21 goals were recorded in the 6 matches of the Guinness Women's Super League played yesterday in Yaoundé and Douala. Meanwhile, in the defending champions, FC Ebolova won their second one rival Lekiefi by 1-0 to move on to the top of the classification table with 16 points. Harrison Ashutiku has the details.
Simbanga's lone goal in the FC Ebolova's 1-0 win over Lekiefi secured them the precious 3 points that enabled them to move to the top of the table with 16 points. They have 1 point ahead of Lekiefi. In the first match played at their next A of the Olembe Stadium, Lovminprof defeated Vizongfood by 2-1. Over their next A of the Olembe Stadium, Eclair of Sir White Watch IS Hour by 4-0. Meanwhile, Amazon Fab humbled Aitambong of Kambe by 4-1. At the Bepanda Stadium in Douala, Authentic Ladies defeated Jasper by 3-2, while Cyclone defeated Kaiman Fee 2-1 in the Douala Derby. Following the results, FC Ebolova tops the table with 16 points, followed by Lekiefi with 15 and Amazon Fab with 12. Meanwhile, Cyclone FC with 4 points and IS Hour with 3 points are in the danger zone.
And that was Harrison Ashu. And like you heard, Lovminprof defeated Vizongfood by 2-1 in the first match at their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. It was their second consecutive victory. And one of their players told our reporter, Harrison Ashutiku, that they are now galvanized to get more victories.
We're so happy for the win today. For the Guinness Super League this season, we are competing to play in the CAF Championship, and we are really behind. So as you can see, Louvre is back, and definitely we are back to be at the top of the league this season.
Tell us about this game. How did you find Vizongfood today?
The game, it was so challenging in a aspect that Visions were all out for the 3 points, as well as we were all out. But, you know, Louvre is back, and definitely we can came out all fully as a Louvre to make sure that we go with the 3 points.
Is it your experience that made you to outsmart them?
Louvre is a team that in Cameroon female football, Louvre has been in the game for a very long time, and we have good experienced players, and with the experience that we have in the team, we are able to overcome Dijon.
Announced when the news here once again are our top stories. The President of the Republic has set the tone for a year filled with collaboration, growth and success as he opened the season for New Year wishes in the country. 6 wins and 21 goals have been recorded in the 6 matches of the Guinness Women's Super League, and defending champions FC Ebolova won their rivals Lekiefi by 1-0 to move to the top of the classification table with 16 points. Up next, the summary of the news in the French language with you, Marie-Lise Natacha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Vœu de nouvel an au couple présidentiel, Paul et Chantal Biya étaient en communion avec le peuple vendredi et samedi. Le président Paul Biya a une fois de plus démontré sa cohérence et sa lucidité lors de la cérémonie de présentation des vœux vendredi dernier au Palais de l'Unité. Devant les diplomates et les corps constitués, il est resté résilient et a mis en avant sa vision pour le Cameroun. Cette cérémonie a été une illustration de sa capacité à gérer les situations complexes tout en restant fidèle à ses principes. Hier samedi, cérémonie similaire avec l'épouse du chef de l'État. Chantal Biya a une fois de plus démontré sa proximité avec toutes les couches sociales ainsi que sa volonté d'intégrer les minorités. Une mise en évidence de son engagement pour l'unité nationale. En religion, Monseigneur Justin Georges Epengé vient d'être nommé par le pape François comme nouvel évêque du diocèse de Yokadouma. Considéré comme un prélat complet, Monseigneur Epengé a suivi ses études en théologie à Doumé et au grand séminaire de Bertois, où sa nomination a été célébrée ce dimanche lors d'une messe solennelle. La cérémonie d'ordination est prévue pour début mars prochain. À l'étranger, aux Comores, plus de 300 000 électeurs sont attendus ce dimanche 12 janvier pour le premier tour des élections législatives. Ils doivent désigner les 33 députés de la nouvelle Assemblée. En sport, football MTN Elite One, suite et fin des rencontres de la 7e journée ce dimanche. À l'annexe 1 de l'Omnisport de Yaoundé, se joue en ce moment le classique Canon Sportif de Yaoundé contre Coton Sport de Garoua qui mène 1-0. À 16h, le leader Colombe du Jai Lobo affronte Bamboutos de Mbouda. En Mbouda, PWG de Bamenda était face à Union Sportive de Douala à 13h30. À 15h30, Young Sport Academy de Bamenda reçoit Gazelle du Nord. À l'annexe de Bamenda à Douala, les Astres jouent contre Panthère Dundé. À Limbé, Victoria United reçoit AS Fortuna. Et à Melon, Stade Renard affronte Fauve Azur. Guinée Super League, la 6e journée s'est achevée hier samedi, offrant des résultats significatifs pour un total de 21 buts inscrits. Après sa victoire face à l'équipe Football Fille, FC Ebolova s'empare du tableau et devient le leader du championnat. Fin des séries des défaites également pour Cyclone FC, le nouveau promu qui s'adjuge le derby du littoral en venant à bout de Caïman sur un score de 2-1. Le classement se resserre et quelques équipes confirment déjà leur domination. Amazon, FAP, Itambon et Caïman partagent le top 5 du tableau avec les leaders. Le trio constitué de Louvre, Mineprof, Éclair de Sa et Jasport se rapproche de place de tête avec de belles victoires engrangées à chaque journée. Cyclone FC et AS Awa, quant à eux, sont toujours dans la zone de relégation avec respectivement 3 et 4 points chacun. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté et restez sur la CRTV Poste National. Nos programmes se poursuivent.